Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 18th day of Sivan, Tovshin Peh Gimel. Masach de Yuma, Perek Revi, Mishnah Beis. Koshar, Loshen Shel Zahoris, Beresh Soir Hamshtaleach. The Kohen Gadol, after placing the lots on the two goats, would tie a red thread, that's a woolen thread that was dyed red, around the head of the goat that's being sent out to the cliff, out Lazazel, and he would tie it between its horns. And then he would make the goat stand facing the gate that it's being sent out through to the Azazel, and that was of course the eastern gate, Shara Mizrach. Velanishchat, for the other goat, the goat that was going to be slaughtered, that had the lot of Hashem on it, he tied a red thread keneged beis shchitosai, around the place where it's going to be shechted, i.e. the neck. Why did they tie these threads? The Gemara explains that's number one, to ensure that these goats do not get mixed up with any other goats. They would tie one of them between its horns, the other one around its neck, to ensure that they do not mix up the one that's for Hashem and the one that's going to be taken out to the cliff. Why a red thread? This is in allusion to a pasuk in Yeshayah, which says, if your sins will be scarlet, then they will be like white like snow, etc. Bolo Yetzel Paro, he would then come to the Kohen Gadol would then come to his bull after he's tied those red threads around the two goats. Shnia, he'd come now a second time to do a vidui by his bull. He's already done one for his own sins and the sins of his family. Now he's going to do it on behalf of all the Kohanim. V'somech shtei yadav alav, he leans his two hands between the horns of the bull, or misvada, and he confesses the sins and the sins of his Kohanim. V'chach ha-yomer, and this is what he used to say. Ono Hashem, and he would mention the full name of God, Mefurish, as it's written. Avisi, pashati, chatosi, lefenecha. I have sinned before you. Ani uvesiv in Aaron, amkedeshecha. I and my household and the whole house of Aaron. Ono Hashem, kapen al avinus velapshoim velachatoim. She avisi v'shepashati v'shechatosi lefenecha. Atone for the sins and transgressions and avarice that I have sinned before you. Ani uvesi uvnei Aaron, amkedeshecha. Kakasuv v'saras Moshe avdecha, as it says in the Torah of Moshe, ki vayom hazeh yichaper aleichem latarashem kol chataseichem. Lifnei Hashem Titoru. And as we've already explained, the order of the sins, Avisi Pashati Chatosi, is following the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Because Avonos is sins on purpose, Shapashati is sins that are done with the intent of rebellion, and Chatosi is by accident. And Rabbi Meir holds this is the way you're meant to do it. Chachamim argue, however, they hold that Chatosi, Avisi, Pashati is the correct way of doing it. You go up in levels of sin, in severity. You first ask for the Chatosi, the ones you did by accident. Then you go to the ones on purpose. And then you go into Pashati, the ones you did in a rebellious state. And indeed, that's the halacha. But our mission is not following the halacha of the Chachamim. It's following the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Now, what would all the people do when they would hear the explicit name of God being said? Vehein, that means the Kohenim and the people standing in the temple courtyard, when they would hear the sound of Hashem's name being pronounced, only nachal, they would answer afterwards, Baruch Shem Kivayit Malchusai La'elam Bayit. Why did the Kohen Gadol do the vidui over the bull twice? Why didn't he first do it all for everybody, for all his family and all the Kohenim? The Gemara explains the reason for that was so that they wanted the Kohen Gadol to be clean of his own sins and family sins privately, and then confess it for all the Kohenim. It's better that someone who's already cleansed should plead on behalf now of this fellow Kohenim. Mishnah Gimel, Shchotai. Now the Kohen Gadol shechted the bull after he had now made the second vidui. Over it, the second confession. V'kibel b'mizrach estomai, he would collect the blood of the bull with a bowl, v'nasana mishum rasbo, and give it to someone who would stir it. Give it to a kohen who would stir it. Alarud harvi shabhechel, on the fourth step of the hechel, the fourth row of stones actually in the hechel. Now, the floor of the Asara was made of rows of marble stone, each row called a rovet. Now, when it says in the Heichal, it doesn't really mean in the Heichal, because no one was allowed to be in the Heichal at all, as when the Kohen Gadol was serving, until he go out. But what he means is on the fourth row on the Azorah, from the step, from the entrance of the Heichal as he walked out, i.e. when he came out from the Heichal, when he came out from the temple to the Azorah, to the courtyard, he would count the rows and put it down on the fourth row. And there, that's where the Kohen Gadol would put it, and there'd be a Kohen there who'd be stirring the blood. Why would the Kohen Gadol have to stir? Why would a Kohen there be stirring the blood? Kedei shelo yikrash, says the Mishnah, in order that the blood should not congeal. Because after collecting the blood from the bull, the Kohen Gadol had a few other duties to do before he would sprinkle the blood. And namely, he had to offer the Ketores, he had to burn the Ketores. So therefore he needed someone to stir the blood in the bowl until he comes back from the Ketores, and then he would take the blood for the sprinkling. Notal, machta, the Kohen Gadol would then turn a frying pan for the Ketores. V'olol Rosh Mizbech, he would go up to the top of the Mizbech, ufine gecholim elech velech, and he would move away the coals here and there on either side, and he would scrape the coals of fire in that shovel, in that pan. Min ha-mukolas ha-pnimis, he would take from the coals that were from the embers that were still that were properly consumed, properly burnt. He didn't want to have smoke coming up. V'yorad, and he came down from the Mizbeach with that frying pan of hot burning coals. V'hinicha, and he put that frying pan down that had the hot coals in it, burning coals, al harevit harvisha bazar, on that same revit, on that same row of stones, where there was a person who was still stirring the blood. Now, although it says bazara here, the fourth row of stones in the azara, in the temple court, and before we said the fourth row of stones in the heichal, in the actual chamber, they really, it's the same one. It's the same row of stones. And when it says, even though it says a heichal, and it really means in the azara as well. The Gemara explained, the Rishonim says it's really the same place. Now, he would do this, he would put it on this fourth row of stones until he would get the Ketores, the actual incense, into his fistfuls. Then he would put it into the cuff, into the spoon, and afterwards he would come in with the spoon and the machta going inside to do the Maaseh Ketores. The Kohen Gadol would do the Ketores, the actual burning of the incense.